Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. In the news, mainstream doctors, I should have put that in the title, the ones that are respected by the media, let's say, and the politicians, the central planners, they're actually coming out and confirming something that most rebel capitalists have known for, I don't know, what, a year at least? That mandate, these particular, the mask mandates, hopefully I'm okay to say that with YouTube now, the mask mandates don't work. Now, in a perfect environment, in a laboratory setting, if you're wearing a mask, an N95, and if it's perfectly fitted, if the guy doesn't have a beard and all of these requirements, do they work? Probably. I mean, I would assume, and I've read studies that show that they work, but that doesn't mean that mandates work. Those are two completely separate questions. We have to compartmentalize those. Why? Because a lot of things can work in a laboratory setting, but when you get them out in the real world, where people are rubbing their face and they're, using some sort of cloth mask over and over again, they put it through the washing machine, they're doing all these things, it's going to be, it's not going to be effective at all. So you can say, oh, well, George, it's the fault of the dumb people who are not wearing them properly. Okay, you can have that argument all day long. But the bottom line is, if it's not going to be a reality in practice, then if you do a cost-benefit analysis, they're going to be zero benefit, but there's going to be tremendous cost. And the fact that you're giving government that increased power and authority, control, and you're making the society at large more divisive, or you're increasing the divisiveness in society. Maybe that's a better way to say it. But let's get into the article. This is from Zero Hedge. So Oxford professor. So this isn't someone on YouTube. This isn't someone, on the Joe Rogan show or something that, and not saying that those people are bad. It's just that those, of course, are the people that mainstream media likes to demonize as though they're just alt-right, crazy people, conspiracy theorists, tinfoil hatters, yada, yada, yada. This is an Oxford professor saying official data, and we've got, and by the way, if you're skeptical of this immediately because it's come from Zero Hedge, just wait a moment. They go into the charts that this Oxford professor actually referenced. And they're the same type of charts that Tom Woods has been talking about for, again, over a year. Hat tip to Tom Woods, one of my favorite podcasters out there. And he has shown just countless charts and timelines of cities and states and countries that have implemented things like mask mandates. And there's absolutely no correlation between the mandate and what the cervasive sickness does. And so, again, this is something we all have known for over a year. We've been pounding the table with all your friends and family members on Facebook and Twitter and social media. Mainstream media has been kind of pushing back on this, to say the least, and they've been trying to manipulate you to believe that all we have to do is submit more power and control to the government and forego more of our own personal freedom and liberty through these mandates, and that would just solve the problem. But in reality, that has nothing to do with it. So then the question becomes, well, then if these governments have this data at their disposal, which they do, then why are they still proceeding with additional mandates or increasing those mandates? And the answer is because it has nothing to do with health. It's a no-brainer at this point. In fact, I don't know how you could argue to the contrary. But let's get into the rest of this article. University professor Jim Naismith asserts that despite England dropping its mask mandate in July and Scotland keeping its rules in force, official data shows this has made no meaningful difference. And we all could have told them this. And so it's unlikely that, he said, let me highlight this, it's unlikely to have much of an impact in fighting the spread of the latest scariant here. And then he goes into some of the backstory. Despite flattening case numbers, declining deaths, partly achieved because England chose to lift lockdown restrictions in the summer, unlike many European countries, mask mandates are once again back in force. Face coverings are compulsory in shops, public transport, and numerous other venues arbitrarily chosen by government. And, you know, another ironic part of this story that we went over yesterday is the fact that other doctors, mainstream doctors, are coming out. And when they're trying to explain what's happening in Florida and other southern states, they're saying, well, we're starting to realize that maybe the cerveza sickness isn't necessarily seasonal, but it is something that has a lot to do with people being indoors more often or outdoors. And when people are generally outdoors more often, we see a decline. When they're indoors, we see a sharp spike. And so what do governments do? They take this knowledge that is public information and they say, okay, the way that we're going to combat the cerveza sickness is we're just going to lock everyone in their house. So the place where you're getting the most, where transmission is most high, we're going to put people in that environment to try to reduce transmission. This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. Again, it has no logic whatsoever. So the conclusion that you have to come to, if you're someone who's thinking critically, is that it's not about the health, not about safety. It's all about either power, control, obedience, or just pandering to constituents. It's one of those things, but it ain't about health. And so really, I mean, I could go on and on and on here, but it's the same thing with these mandates. So here is a chart that I wanted to point out for anyone who is kind of a naysayer, because this is coming from Zero Hedge. And look this up on your own, for heaven's sakes. Do the quote-unquote fact check. You've got England and Scotland. And again, England is red, Scotland blue. And this arrow, you can see my pointer, is when England got rid of their mask mandates. And you can see cases go down, cases go up in Scotland where they kept their mask mandates. And now it kind of just bounces all around and ends up at the pretty much the same rate. So this is why these doctors at Oxford are coming to the conclusion that, hey, mask mandates don't work. Again, something that we have known for a year plus, if you've been listening to great podcasters out there such as Tom Woods. And here it gives more data just to back up this juxtaposition or this contrast between Scotland and England. That shows us that these mandates are completely ineffective. And so what it really goes, the lockdowns obviously would most likely exacerbate the problem if we're to listen to the doctors here in the United States and their rationale. And these mask mandates don't do anything. So again, we go back to a very basic cost-benefit analysis, and we see that the benefit is very small, if there is a benefit at all. And with the lockdowns, I think you could argue that there's an inverse benefit, that it's actually detrimental because we're putting people in an environment where the cerveza sickness can spread far easier. And then you look at the costs, and the costs are massive, massive costs that not only will we pay with the destruction to the economy, among many other things, but our children and grandchildren are also going to be paying that price for decades to come, from a standpoint of the government, psychotic governments, let's be clear here, having more control and power into the future, and us foregoing and giving up our freedoms and liberties and taking the emphasis off of the sovereignty of the individual. And then Paul Joseph Watson here is saying, despite the passport schemes and high medicine rates in countries affected, the surveillance sickness cases across Europe surging once again. Meanwhile, in Sweden, there you go. And this is a 7-day rolling average new deaths. So I just don't know how people can that are for these mandates, that are for lockdowns, can just explain this away. And I don't know how. Well, the bottom line is they're not doing a cost-benefit analysis, because if they were, they might not necessarily come to the exact same conclusion, but they would have to question their worldview and come to the conclusion that they need to do a little more research at the very least. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Remember to always stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism,